What if we bred a chicken with, like, I don't know, like a pig or something? I don't think you can eat raw pork.
A chicken with a cow? Let's do that.
Out of service.
Tune in now, hear him speak. Come on down and listen every week till it short circuits. Out of service.
Hey, Jake, okay. I don't think VTubers have to talk like the actual animal.
Okay. All right, so this is a VTuber, okay? This is a VTuber Chunky and goat
VTuber
cheese.
Goat cheese.
Yep.
hey guys, goat cheese here with another fucking
chunky monkey
garbage.
And goat cheese in front of the VTuber cameras.
The audio
here.
People are
going
to be very confused by this,
yeah,
but
they
we
are
holding up
That's
stuffed
okay.
animals
yep.
and pretending to be VTubers.
Yes,
this is our bit.
Yep, this is our bit. It's pretty great. I like it. Yep. Make sure you go to the rabbit hole on the new browser site and you'll see, you know, all of this. So there you go.
This is the bit that Jake created.
Yes,
so
it's fun. I really like this. So my whole idea here.
Go to our Patreon, pay me $2 to say anything you want.
Yeah, in front of a green screen. So, yep, Julian, say whatever you want on Patreon for $2.
My knees are.
Oh come on!
Me
you're
here.
Ruining the. You know what? Screw it! I'm leaving mine in here. I have to. Okay. quality right here. Okay. Like, I just want to throw that out there.
I guess it would be good if we had a koala so we could be quality content.
It would be good. But, you're right. Very, very correct. So.
Was this your topic?
You know,
this was
my,
your topic
my whole idea
today.
Was to create, like, a whole VTuber brand. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want me to get back in the VTuber?
Yes, please. Stance? Okay. Get your butt back over there.
Okay.
Get your butt over there. Okay. Over there. Okay. No, other arm. Oh, over there. Okay.
I'm.
Get over there. Come on.
I'm. You didn't prep me for
nope,
this.
Nope. I did
here.
Not.
I gotta get this stupid goat in here.
You're very welcome.
Oh
okay.
My god. I'm gonna fall.
I
down.
Thought this would be good for you. Okay. So I'm thinking. Okay. We're gonna change everything on our podcast to be. VTuber, okay? It's the new thing. It's the new trend, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Everything, okay?
Everything's gonna be rated VTuber.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Okay.
I can't keep a straight face.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, I'm goat cheese and you're what? Monkey farts?
Yeah, sure. Goat cheese and monkey farts, okay? All right. Coming at you live at Oos Live, okay? On anything that's live. I'm just throwing that out there. If you want to go over there and catch everything live, go for it, okay? And what else is part of this whole brand change that we've got going on here? You know, we've got the VTubers. What else do we got?
The brand change is also part of the VTuber. Includes live dot tracking. It's so realistic. You would think that it's stuffed animals being held up by grown ass men.
I know, it's so good. So quality. Okay.
Is this how you fucking VTube?
Yeah, I think so, yep. And then we gotta, like, I don't know, like, get flaming swords and, like, wah! That's what Miko does. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Is that what she does? You've watched much more of this
VTuber stuff.
VTuber
yep.
woman.
And then what we gotta do is we gotta look like anime girls, okay? But actually be grown ass man.
Okay. Well, I think she's a woman. That lady that
you're
talking about.
I mean, technically you're correct. Okay.
Okay. Technically, I am
yes.
correct. Here, I'm just adjusting.
Yep.
Don't worry about me. I'm
yep,
just adjusting
yep.
the camera here.
So I think we got a solid brand here. Okay. Oh, okay. Very, very good idea. Okay. He just zoomed in really far so he can sit in a better spot. I don't even think about that. That's a good idea, goat
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, I've zoomed.
All right. Good
Thanks,
job.
Monkey farts. I appreciate it, goat cheese. Oh, me
yeah,
goat cheese.
Yeah, you goat cheese. All right.
Yeah, my petition for our VMixer brand.
VTuber.
Is, I think we're the first VMixer
VTuber duo.
Fuck. Right. VTuber. VTuber duo. I think we're the first VTuber
yeah,
duo.
Yeah, exactly.
To ever hit the market. I think this is a great idea. I think instead of paying for fancy, high quality suits, turn into literal stuffed animals.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
That's the magic of this. Yeah. By the way, make sure you give us all of your money so we can keep funding this, because it's taking us a lot of effort, if you can really realize.
It really is. That. It's so much effort to create this. So much effort. Yep.
So what do VTubers do? What is a VTuber?
Basically,
besides a virtual tuber.
That's literally it. It's literally that. They put on
a
suit.
Sit and talk?
Just like a normal streamer would, or a YouTube creator, except they're dressed up in some sort of virtual outfit, whether that's, you know, Mucky Farts over here.
So there's like VTuber podcasters.
Not that I know of.
VTuber e-girls.
I bet there's some of those.
So you're wanting us to be the first VTuber duo and first VTuber podcasters.
Yeah, exactly.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Do you realize there is a program that we could use for this, right? Where we track our face, not our whole body.
This program is the best program.
We didn't necessarily need a whole body thing.
This is the best program.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's the best one right here. I don't need anything else.
I call it Muppet X.
Muppet X? Oh, it's beautiful. It's so quality.
Muppet X. Yeah.
So good. So good. Quality. Okay.
I am so lost here. This is one of those bits where I'm like, I can't tell if this is a Neopet situation. Where like, if this is one of those things that should have been scrapped.
Or
if it's going
actually,
incredibly
like,
better.
Okay, so I kind of was making a joke at this, right? Kind of like originally, right? But
okay.
I actually low-key started thinking about it, and I was like, that would be interesting. That would make us very different. You know?
Yeah, the more that we talk it out, like the more I realize like we should invent another internet, or we should...
Become the tubes.
You know? Become the tubes.
The tubes.
But like... Would we be one of those people that would buy like the $1,000 equipment, or you know, would it be something like you know in Streamlabs where you can have that like virtual thing that tracks your face and then what PewDiePie did? Remember?
Yeah. Wait, did he do that?
He didn't do it. It wasn't like a VTuber thing. It was like, God, I went. VTuber.
Are you aware that you still have a big giant head?
I was gonna go with it with the bit.
Okay.
Honestly. All
right. Okay.
Do you like this?
You know, it's okay, goat cheese.
Or shall we go with goat cheese? It wasn't a VTuber filter. But it was essentially, it's like a green screen type thing where it tracks your face.
So. It's actually becoming a big face thing.
Rig.
So basically,
face
people
rig.
Create a virtual character and then they track their face on it, and that's essentially what the VTuber is. And then they just put themselves
it's
on camera.
Face
with
rig,
it.
And PewDiePie has been sponsored in Face Rig. It was like VTuber before VTuber.
Really?
Where like it tracks your face, but it's not. Yeah, the VTuber thing goes as far as to where it tracks your whole body. But this one is like a 2D model.
So is that the difference?
So this is like VTuber before VTuber. Well, Face Rig is still a thing. It's what a lot of people do to not be a VTuber. Because the VTuber, you have to have a 3D model. So you have to either hire somebody who's good at 3D modeling
or
to 3D model for you, which like people are, or get good at it. So that's one thing that a lot of people don't know how to do. Another thing is you have to know how to use the VTuber software to then apply the 3D model to you, which you can do a bust, which is like shoulder up. So that's, then you have to learn that, or learn how to, or just have like thousands of dollars to spend on a suit to then, and then learn how to
do it all,
like apply the tracking suit. It's just, it's a lot where like the poor man's version of it is like Face Rig.
Yep.
Where
or stuffed animals.
You can
in
use
our
your
case.
Own integrated webcam. You know, or stuffed animals. I think if we had a return on the Face Rig would definitely be up.
Yeah, you think so?
We'd do a whole one and a whole podcast in Face Rig.
So
yeah.
The reason that it's actually interesting, right, is because if done the right way, you can literally create an entire like world for your character to even be in.
Well, that's like that. What is her name?
Code Miko?
Code Miko.
Yeah, she
she's doing
she's like in the Sims and literally creating an entire world for her character to be in.
Yeah, like she's doing stuff that not a lot of people
I don't think
are doing
anyone's doing it. I don't think anyone's on that level with it. As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. Where she's got like her own apartment in the VTuber space. And she's got a whole trackable suit thing where she can like do
the suit. Okay, the suit's like 13 grand.
Let me see how much the suit cost. Code
Miko suit.
Miko suit. Price.
It's like 13 grand.
Yeah, I'm trying to find like an actual price for it. But oh, I guess it's just a mocap suit.
I think so, yeah. And then I think hand tracking was like 3 grand or something crazy.
Yes, yeah. Here's a mocap suit, which I don't, they're not even, yeah. It's 3,490 euro, which is...
Why are you
giving
it to me in euro?
The one
wrong country, bro.
I'm not converting this. I'm not converting this. So they have a starter kit for 3,500 euro, but it's probably like $4,000 US dollars, because I know it's like, I don't know the conversion. The intermediate version is 6,490 euros, and then the one that she has, like the full range suit with all the battery life, the 8 to 10 hour battery life, Wi-Fi, a Wi-Fi router receiver, USB cable charging, all that stuff is 11,565.
It's crazy.
Euros. It's like probably like 15 grand or something like that. I don't know.
So I kind of said it like half jokingly, but then I started thinking about it and I was like, that might not be half bad of an idea.
To buy motion tracking suits?
to do the whole VTuber thing. I just want to try it like once. Like, is there a way to like rent it?
The Face Rig app is $13.
Okay.
Face Rig is $13.
That's not bad.
But how about you try that one first before?
Oh man.
We do.
Or did we just try goat cheese and
rent.
Monkey farts?
I like the bit. I think the quality of the bit needs some improvement.
You know, it's the idea that counts. It's not the quality, okay?
Oh, here's Rococo.
That's a lot of cocos.
We could book a demo. Discover the Smart Suit Pro. Do you want to book a demo for a suit?
Yes.
A smart suit? Okay. Here we go. When are you available next?
Let's see. Where's the nearest location?
It's via Skype, I think.
Wait, how do I get to experience this if it's via Skype?
I don't think you get to experience it. I think they put on a suit in front of you and then they do some spider shit and then.
No, I want to try it.
Okay.
No.
Or maybe they sit. Oh, look, this is another thing. It looks like a rental, mocap rental services. I want to rent one of the bad boys. There's one where it's just straps on your body and there's like a whole suit.
Yeah.
So how do I get
I want to try the whole suit.
Look, if anyone has a mocap suit just laying around,
please, we'll pay
you.
I think it's genius because literally going from, you know, physical world to completely virtual world is kind of the like just fancy tech direction, and so I feel like it's just such a good idea.
I am signing you up to rent a mocap suit right now.
Oh, are you really?
I don't know your phone number.
Oh, that sucks.
Let me just look it up. Yeah, you want to release that live?
No, thanks. No, thanks.
Hey, everybody, it's area code 8. No, just kidding. So, yeah, I'm putting your phone number in here so they can call you. I think I'll have you try out the mocap suit,
okay.
But hi, I am wanting to try out the VTuber thing. I would like to rent a mocap suit. How about that? Submit.
Thank you.
I sent your email, so.
Yeah, you put my email in there too and everything? Yes.
If we wanted to become VTubers, here's your chance to rent the equipment. They give you like a whole suitcase and a battery, and looks like it says the latency is 20 milliseconds. Setup time is 10 minutes. I doubt that. You might want to get a 3D character. I think that's definitely definitely the direction to go.
Okay.
Oh yeah, no, this is definitely for like VTuber stuff, because it says here's the rental suits in action on the Late Show, Tony the Tiger on the Late Show, and then here's one that they used for a music video.
Cool. All right, now let's move away from this whole VTuber thing. What do you got?
The VTuber thing. Here's my thing, right? Is after all that VTubing, you're gonna get hungry.
You are.
And I get hungry a lot. I eat a lot.
Just make sure you take the suit off. Otherwise, it might make a mess.
You got to take the suit off to eat meat. But what's your favorite? Like, what? How do you get a steak done?
Me? Steak?
Yeah. You don't like steak or meat? Or
dude,
anything?
I'm a chicken fiend.
What's your favorite meat?
Give me some chicken, man.
So, okay, perfect, right? Yeah. So you would eat a medium rare chicken, right?
No.
No?
Who?
Medium rare chicken, does it sound nice?
No, it doesn't.
Medium
chicken
well
is
chicken?
So much better.
Little pink
freaking
in the middle?
Chicken, man. It's so much better.
Yeah, I know, but
if I was to cook steak, I would have medium rare. Like, I genuinely would.
Drop the steak
thing.
You
want chicken now?
I'm cooking chicken for you. No, I... shut the fuck up. I'm cooking the end all be all of this question was going to be chicken anyways, regardless if you said you like chicken or not. I'm cooking you a chicken steak. Let's cut to the chase.
Chicken steak?
Yes. Would you like it medium well or medium rare?
You know, medium rare. Why not? Screw it.
Like, seriously, you would eat a medium
rare
chicken?
Dude, I'm curious now. I just want to see what it looks like. And if not, we can throw that crap back on the... cooker and
it looks like a health hazard, Jake. It looks
does
like
it really?
A health hazard. You can't eat rare chicken.
Well,
what are you talking
why
about?
Why not?
You can't eat raw
tell
chicken.
Me.
It will literally kill you.
Raw or undercooked?
But let me tell you.
Oh, that's right. It has the stupid little star thing at the bottom of the menu.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now let me tell you why I just made chicken before we started recording, and I accidentally cooked myself. a pink chicken and ate it and ate most of it before I figured out it wasn't cooked all the way through. So I put some tendies, some like they were like chicken breast tender raw little things, and I breaded them because I've been cooking my own chicken lately instead of the frozen stuff because it's better for you. I cooked it for like 10 minutes, which worked last time I did it, but for this time I was eating it and I was like, man, this is very soft. Like, it's a good consistency, but chicken's usually a little bit tough, right? And then I start looking at it, and it is all slightly pink. Not like, just like enough to where, just enough to where you make that face. Like, I probably shouldn't be eating this. But I found that out after the last chicken tendy. When I'm like right at the end.
No.
I'm like taking the last bite and I'm like, man, you know, this is a weird consistency and it's just slightly little pink. Please just keep me in your best wishes. Where I was going with this was, you know how we evolve as humans and we have like evolved to eradicate the most craziest shit. Like smallpox is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Polio, really, you know, is not a thing anymore. The flu is typical. We're working on the coronavirus, right? So we can evolve and we can eliminate whole viruses, right? Why have we not bred chicken to not be bad when you eat it rare? Can we do that? Can we breed chicken to where you can eat it raw? Mm. You can eat raw fish. You can eat raw. You can actually eat raw beef. Not just rare, but the reason why like you can eat raw beef is because the texture of the beef has been untouched. Like the middle of the beef is untouched by all diseases and you cook the outside and it cooks off all the bad stuff.
Okay.
And so you can eat it raw in the middle. If it's prepared properly, like salmon and beef, can be eaten straight raw without even having to cook it. Well, why is chicken like it is? Why can't we just breed? Let's have a guy. Here's what I petition. this guy is going to sit here and he's going to eat raw chicken. And every time he gets sick, we throw away that chicken. So first, it's going to be a big thing. We got to kill all the chicken on the earth. Really?
That's the only solution.
I mean, we've got to.
We're already headed that way. I eat so much chicken, I might as well just eat everything.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is going to have to be closed a little bit longer than Sunday.
No, okay, no, we can't do this now. No, no. Chick-fil-A is too... Dude, I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in 2 months.
Yeah, same. I actually bought some Chick-fil-A sauce at the HEB. Just a bottle of it, so I could have it with my chicken.
Chick-fil-A is so good.
Now, so we have to stick this guy in a room, right? And he just eats a little bit of raw chicken every day. If he can digest it and it's fine, then that chicken can continue to breed. And so we're
wait, to eat the chicken, we have to kill the chicken.
We're not killing the chicken. We cut off the wing of the chicken.
No.
We might end up breeding wingless chickens.
Oh, no.
But it's a risk I'm willing to take. You cut off a little bit of the chicken, okay? The chicken is still alive, and it can still breed. And then that guy eats a little bit of that chicken. If it's not diseased, then keep breeding it. And if it is diseased, then kill it off. And then you breed a chicken to where the chicken cannot have diseases and you can just eat the meat. Or what if we bred a chicken with, like, I don't know, like a pig or something? I don't think you can eat raw pork.
A chicken with a cow? Let's do that.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go there.
I'm going there.
Just kind of mix some of that DNA in there.
Yeah. I mean,
really, playing God is pretty easy. If I can just take the DNA of a chicken and take the DNA of a cow and just mix it all in there.
Yep. Would they be in an egg or a womb? Form. This is genuinely a serious question.
That was such a monstrosity. I don't want to think about
a serious question. Like, would they be in a chicken or an egg, or would they be in the womb?
Can you imagine? Just picture this in your mind. A chicken is laying an egg, but instead, the face of a cow emerges. And this chicken is ripped.
Okay, I have the solution. Okay,
entirely.
It's in the womb, but the womb also has an egg, so it comes out in the egg. And then shortly after hatches.
That's how eggs work, Jake. Oh. Eggs are wombs outside. That's the point of an egg.
Okay, yep. Nope.
Is it laid
cow,
and then it incubates.
So
it'd probably be
chicken.
What if it? No. Right. It's gonna be a mama cow.
Okay.
So the mama cow lays
an egg,
a womb. Instead of it, no.
Lays a womb.
Instead of it being like a hard shell egg, it lays this gooey womb that is just like, it's like a membrane. She just lays the womb outside, and this membrane is just squishy, and the cow chicken is just growing. And then we just kind of make sure nobody touches it, put it under a heat lamp, and then it's good.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna play God.
I think that is a monstrosity. I think my idea is a little bit better. Or, hear me out, we could vaccinate the chickens.
Okay, vaccinate them.
What is it? What can you get from it?
Oh, I have no idea. Oh, what? Like from the raw chicken?
From the chicken. Yeah. I want to figure this out before I die from having
raw
chicken.
How do we have medium rare chicken?
Salmonella, E. coli. So I haven't had abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting, and or fever
yet. Okay, so you're okay.
That's a
very good sign.
What should I do if I ate raw chicken?
Consult a doctor.
Just says it can cause... The FDA says it can cause unpleasant illnesses. Jake, have you had a pleasant illness before?
You know, I've had a very pleasant illness before.
Wow, that fever was pleasant.
Yeah, really pleasant. So pleasant. Yeah.
Wow, that vomiting was pleasant.
So pleasant.
Wow, that sinus infection was sure
all
pleasant.
That being clogged up, feels so good. You know what?
Yeah.
The best part, okay, when you're sitting there And it's, you got it coming out both ends. Okay. So pleasant.
Pleasant. That's exactly how I would describe that. No, actually here's what I would think is I think there's a big difference between unpleasant and terrible, just awful symptoms.
Yep.
Or illnesses. I would just say illnesses are just probably just generally bad or really bad, right?
Yeah.
I would say abdominal pain, depending on how much pain, unpleasant.
Yes.
Vomiting and diarrhea, more than unpleasant.
More than unpleasant. I agree.
More than just unpleasant.
Yep. More than.
Probably awful. Yep. So, thank you, FDA. But the FDA is also the people who go, you know what? As long as there's a negligible amount of pus in your milk, you should be fine.
You're right.
Excuse me? How much? You're like, well, did you taste it? I'm like, no, but that's criminal. Mm-hmm. That's straight criminal.
That's really gross.
Like, I love how, like, America, we have created a group of people who are just set out to put as much bugs, rat parts, and pus in our food as possible without us knowing. And then going, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
And then you have stuff that's like, well, that got taken off the market because it wasn't FDA approved.
Right.
What did it have in it? Was it a whole rat?
Yes.
Because, like, here. I know I'm looking this up. FDA allows how much
pus
in canned foods. Well, yeah, true. But, you know, it's like 9 disgusting things the FDA allows in your food. I think we've gone over this on the podcast before, but I'm not entirely sure. Okay.
We have at some point. It's been a very long time.
It has. Do a reminder.
We can recap a little bit here.
Insect parts, ground cinnamon, an average of 1,175 insect fragments per 10 grams. A typical cinnamon jar holds 42 grams. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you. What is a fragment? A whole leg? A whole fly?
Like, what is a fragment?
What is a fragment of an insect? Is it a whole roach? How many? 1,000 roaches?
I don't know.
What is that? Rodent poop. All right. It says an average of 3 milligrams of mammal poop per pound of fennel seeds, ginger, and mace. So you're telling me when I spray somebody with mace, I'm spraying them with a bunch of rat rodent poop as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mold, I mean, meh, right? 5% of bay leaves in a sample of weight to be moldy. So 5% of bay leaves can be moldy. Canned and frozen peaches. 3% of the fruit can be wormy or moldy, quote.
I don't want that.
All right.
No.
Insect heads, specifically. Insect heads. 13 insect heads are acceptable in every 100 grams of fig paste.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. No.
Let's continue. Mites.
It gets worse.
An average of 75 mites allowed per 100 grams of canned or dried mushrooms. So when I eat 100 grams of dried mushrooms, most of it isn't even mushrooms. It's just mites.
Oh, boy.
Hey, good news, though. Broccoli can only contain up to a total of 60 mites. Cool. Thanks. Anyways, where was I going with this? Right. So, wait, where was I even going with this?
You were talking about how do we have make medium rare chicken and be okay, because you may have ate it for lunch.
Okay, you didn't have to simplify it down to that point.
I did.
My thing is right. You didn't have to.
I did.
Maybe we... No.
Yes.
I want chicken sushi. I want uncooked chicken sushi. I want to taste what the feeling of uncooked chicken is like in a good way.
And not get sick.
Goodly. So why can the FDA not figure out how to approve some kind of chicken that I can eat? There's got to be some race of chickens.
That's acceptable.
That are edible. That's acceptable. If I have been eating bugs my entire life, miscellaneous rat poop, can I not eat chicken, raw. And that's my TED Talk.
Oh, bravo.
Thank you. Well, okay, but we have to come up with a solution, no?
You know?
What? How would we do
you
this?
You just ended your TED Talk. How are we supposed to come up with a solution? Are we starting a new TED Talk?
Yes. Welcome to my second TED Talk. Here's how we can make medium rare chicken.
So we talked about breeding cows and chickens together, first of all. That's what we talked about.
I think that's a no. I think that's going to be a no on that
one. We also talked about injecting the chickens with something?
Vaccinating the chickens.
Okay. And then we also talked about cutting off their wings and testing it after we do something to them.
I'm thinking we take a dude named Bill. Okay. We shove him in a basement. He gets to eat raw chicken all day. Hopefully he doesn't die.
Okay.
All right. He gets to eat raw chicken all day. And if the raw chicken makes him sick, then you kill the chicken. If the raw chicken doesn't make him sick, then you breed the chicken. And then we just keep breeding those chickens over 100 years, and then we can make a domesticated chicken that you can eat raw.
All right, then. Okay.
How you feel? You like chicken?
I do like chicken.
Can you imagine?
I don't know how I feel about meat or chicken.
Picture this. Picture this. Chick-fil-A sushi.
Mind blown. I want it. Chick-fil-A. Give me sushi chicken.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you dry it, you pull in the sushi, and they're like, hey, we have our new Chick-fil-A sushi. And you're like, oh, so it's like fried chicken and sushi? And they're like, no, raw chicken. You're like, what? And then they say, no. We have baptized the chickens, therefore they are okay.
We have dunked them in water.
The chickens.
We did so when we murdered them. To make sushi.
No. They get to go to church one last time, and then.
And then off with their head.
And then they rise again 3 days later, and then they cook them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah.
Or no, they don't cook them because they're chicken sushi.
Yeah, chicken sushi.
Is there a chicken god?
There is a chicken god.
What's his name?
His name is Sir Cluxalot.
Her name.
Her name.
Their name.
So it's a goddess.
Non-binary. God, goddess.
Goddess.
Oath. Oath. A hermaphrodite chicken.
How about Bill?
Non-binary chicken.
Or beak.
Bill? You think Bill is the chicken yeah. god?
For a Bill.
I think when you eat Bill. Enough raw chicken, you will become the chicken god.
Yeah.
Or here's the thing. When we grow up as kids, you just... Can we not just create a vaccine that includes E. coli, salmonella, and all that shit and just put it in the kids? Just pump the kids full of diseases. And then they'll become immune.
I mean, we could.
Or they'll die, you know, but like, we'll just make more of the kids.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yep. All right. Well, so what's our final verdict here then?
What's our final verdict? I'm more leaning towards the Bill saga. We've got Chicken God Bill.
And they be it baptized.
Or him or their... And we baptize the chickens.
Okay.
We nail the chickens to a chicken cross.
Yes.
And we baptize them. Yes. And they all go through the Jesus story. Okay. And then they're
very
good chicken.
I really don't know how to feel about this. Like, I genuinely don't know how to feel about this.
I mean, we've invented chicken. We have
invented.
Okay, let's recap.
Chick sushi.
We've redone the internet.
Yep.
We've redone Bluetooth. We've redone, I don't know, other stuff, other tech stuff. And technology is all around us. There's got to be some technology where I can eat raw chicken, and we have just done it. Maybe through a more holy route, but...
It is very holy,
you know,
yes.
Then I will be avenged when I get salmonella from eating this raw chicken.
Wow.
I'll be the first one to take the plunge.
One of these days, we're actually going to come... Oh, we also reinvented a washing machine and combined it with a dryer.
The corn buster.
Yes, the corn buster, yes. One of these days, mm-hmm. I think we might come across an idea that we're actually just like thinking is so dumb that actually would be useful. And maybe we get to actually do it one of these days.
I hope so.
Yep.
I really hope so.
Well, all right, wow.
With that being said, thanks everyone for tuning in to the Out of Service podcast. Make sure you go like, comment, and subscribe, or hit all the buttons wherever you're at. We will see you on the next cast. Adios.